Penguin Audio presents Skin Trade by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. I'd worked my share of serial killer cases, but none of the killers had ever mailed me a human head. That was new. I looked down at the head, ghostly, through the plastic bag it was wrapped in. It sat on my desk, on top of the desk blotter like hundreds of other packages that had been delivered to Animators, Inc., where our motto was, "Where the living raise the dead for a killing." The head had been packed in ice, for all the world like some employee of the Postal Service had done it. Maybe they had. Vampires can be very persuasive, and it was a vampire who had sent the package. A vampire named Vittorio. He'd included a letter with my name written on the envelope in lovely calligraphy. Anita Blake. He wanted me to know who to thank for my little surprise. He and his people had slaughtered over 10 people in St. Louis alone, before he fled to parts unknown. Well, not unknown now, maybe. There was a return address on the package. It had been mailed from Las Vegas, Nevada. Either Vittorio was still there, or it would be another of his disappearing acts. Was he in Las Vegas? Or had he mailed it from there, and would be somewhere else by the time I gave the information to the police there? No way to know. I could still hear our daytime secretary, Mary, being hysterical in the other room. Luckily, we had no clients in the office. I was about 30 minutes away from my first client of the day, and my appointment.